All right. People are always asking me about how to generate clients on Instagram. Okay. I'm not sure I have a recipe for that, to be quite honest with you. But I can tell you this, okay? When it comes to live video and podcasting and teaching Instagram, when I have clients pay me an hourly rate to help them with these things, so far in my career as a digital marketer and an online educator and somebody who's a coach, a mentor, whatever you want to call it, 100% of my clients have found me on Instagram. 100%. Every single paying client has told me they first found me on Instagram. That is an amazing thing. And we're going to talk about it today in Grammar School.
Welcome to Grammar School with Todd.Live. The first ever Instagram live show recorded for podcast. This is the place where entrepreneurs and other professionals share with you how they crush it on Instagram and how they grow authentic relationships, build brand awareness and niche authority, and ultimately to get the sale. Without further ado, here's your host, Todd.Live.
All right, folks, something that we're gonna talk about generating clients on Instagram. But as an aside, if you've noticed, if you've been listening to the show for a long time, we've transitioned from doing a very quick 1 to 10 second intro with then the music, and then we go into the show to where I'm talking for almost a minute and playing the music. That is because I am using Simplecast, which is a web service that allows me to host my podcast there instead of Libsyn, where I was before. And Simplecast has this really awesome feature called recasting. And in order to make it easy on me to recast, I'm making the first minute of my show the recast. So I'm designing content for the first minute of the show that I can record and talk about. It's a hook, right? I'm trying to make the first minute as enticing as humanly possible so that you guys who are already listening, by the time you get past the music, you're excited and ready to go. And for people who discover my recasts on Instagram and on LinkedIn and other places, Facebook, they are triggered to come check out the show if they want to hear about what it is I'm talking about. And today marks the sixth recast I've created. I'm recording this on April 25th. I've recorded the last six episodes. I've actually recorded the last like 12 episodes here on April 25th, but only the last six of them have been recasts. And I'm trying to turn it into a thing where every show is a recast possibility. So that if I want to go and put it on Instagram, I can. This is going to give me great flexibility when I'm running out of content or I'm in a hurry. I can go and create a recast and throw it on Instagram. And hey, I've got some content on Instagram for the day. Okay, I might do it where every other day is every other post is a recast, so I get a neat grid like a checkerboard. I might do something like that where I have a photo image and then I have a recast. And I'm also going to be recasting my Entrepreneur Live video show as well, not just the Grammar School show. So anyway, recasting. So let's get back on track. Generating clients on Instagram. As I said in the intro, I don't have any specific recipe to this other than showing off your skills. And I'm not talking about showing off and acting like a badass. Like you're not like, you know, did you watch Smokey and the Bandit? I realize that those of you who were born after 1980 might not have seen Smokey and the Bandit. Smokey and the Bandit was a major, major Hollywood success in 1977 when I was 7 years old. In fact, when it hit the streets, I was probably six. Because I was born in October and most movies come out for the summertime. So if a movie says 1977, the odds are high that I was 6 years old when this came out. And every kid, I lived in the South. I lived in Alabama when that movie dropped. And the whole show went through, the car chase went through Alabama. It was between Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, and Texarkana, Texas, which is just across the border in Texas. And the whole premise of the show is the bandit is put up on a bet. They make a bet for like $75,000 that he can't get to Texarkana, Texas and back to Atlanta in 48 hours, I think it was, with a truckload of Coors beer, which at that time in American history was illegal. To bring Coors beer east of the Mississippi was illegal. And so it was a big deal to get Coors Light anywhere east of the Mississippi. People would take road trips to load up on Coors beer so that at their picnic parties, they could be cool. Okay, it was a big deal. People that were traveling back east would be like, hey, can you pick me up some Coors and get it back here? Can you believe that Coors was had that going for it? It's kind of like Cuban cigars have been since the 1960s, I think, when they outlawed them in the United States, when the embargo started. So anyway, I'm not talking about being cool like the Bandit. The Bandit was considered cool, and he was a show-off. That's the word we were using a minute ago. He was a big show-off, and he was trying to look cool. And that's what he was known for, was being a big show-off. I'm not talking about being a show-off on Instagram and like you're just this total badass and like you're cool. I'm talking about just showing off your skills and helping people out, right? So I do live video, I do podcasting, I do Instagram. I'm constantly posting pictures and video, less video, more pictures. But I'm constantly posting, showing what I'm into. Camera equipment, audio equipment, how-to type stuff, talking about the things that I use. So I show that off. I show off what I'm into on Instagram and people see that and they're drawn in. And maybe they go to my website. Maybe they go to my sorry ass YouTube channel that only has 300 and some followers. Maybe they go look me up on Facebook. Maybe they whatever they do. But they find me on Instagram first because on a daily basis, I'm showing what I can do and what I'm into and what I can help them with. 100% of my paid clients have been people who found me on Instagram first. Can you believe that? Sometimes people are surprised at that. Because I get a lot of people that say, how the hell do you get clients on Instagram? Does anyone get clients on Instagram? And I say, hell yeah, they do. How are you using Instagram? Are you building community? Are you showing people what you can do? Are you talking to them or at them? When people ask that, they always say that you need to talk to people and not at them. I feel like I talk at people. I rant, I preach, I yell, I scream, I talk, I preach, I scream, I yell. I always wonder if people think I'm talking to them or at them. And I'm sure that's a mixed bag, right? One person's going to feel like I'm talking at them, and another person's going to feel like I'm talking to them. And I think that boils down to, do you click? So it's kind of a dumb question, anybody, when people say, you need to talk to your audience, not at them. Well, what the fuck? It's all in the eye of the beholder. The way I talk, some people are going to say, you're talking at me. Tune in out. And other people are going to say, man, this guy's talking my talk. He's talking to me like I'm sitting there with him having a beer. That's what I hope for you to think. You and I are having a beer, and I'm getting on one of my tears. And we're sitting in a bar somewhere. Maybe we got a cigar. We're having a beer, and I'm just telling you what I think. I'm speaking truth. But that's what gets it on Instagram, speaking truth, sharing with people exactly what you do on a daily basis, getting your message out there. Your clients will come, folks. That's how it works.
Thanks so much for listening to Grammar School with Todd.Live. For more great content and to stay up to date, visit www.todd.live and instagram.com/todd.live. You can get regular live show and tell bonus tutorials at my Grammar School Facebook page, facebook.com/grammarstudents. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review and subscribe. And we'll catch you next time on Grammar School with Todd.Live.